Hey guys, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men and Steve Horsman.
Hey guys, how are you?
Today we wanted to talk to you about how to create attraction when you think it's the last thing she wants.
Yeah, we're talking about when you think your woman is on her heels. Every time you're around a woman or your woman, your committed partner or wife, she's on her heels. She's always kind of backing away from you. It's that kissed with a glance, right? Turning the cheek, that kind of emotional distance, the emotional stiff arm, cold shoulder, we call it. How do you deal with that? How do you create attraction?
That's a good question. How exactly would you go about doing that?
Well, context is important now, right? What we're going to talk about isn't about how to be that alpha assertive guy in a bar and pick up a woman who really wants to feel your masculine edge. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the case where you're with a woman who is already on her heels. She feels a level of doubt, uncertainty, disinterest, fear, whatever. She's got skepticism, some judgment going on. This is a real common case with men in relationship. So what we're going to be talking about is not alpha tricks and pickup artist stuff. We're talking about creating a vacuum of attraction. That is, if there has been a history of pressure, of negative pressure, criticizing, or pushing or pursuing, what we want to talk about here is creating a vacuum pressure between you two. And the way I teach men how to do this is similar to horse training. The only way you'll get a horse to step close to you when a horse is afraid or skeptical, I don't know how to say that word, doubtful. The only way you can create attraction in a vacuum with a horse and a woman is to take a quarter step back. Not a full step, not 10 steps back, a quarter step back. You know how you pull a plunger in a syringe and it creates a vacuum and it draws things into it? That's what we're teaching you how to do in this video. Attraction in a case where a woman is afraid or fearful or uncertain is caused by you backing away just a little bit. So Dan, you've been working on this a lot with your wife, I know, because you used to be more pursuing, more pushing, more urgent, and you've practiced this quarter step back. Just in conversation, what are some examples of a quarter step back that you've taken that made her stop moving away, that actually made her lean back in towards you? Can you think of one of those?
I can think that a big part of this is your attitude. So being able to just be calm and being able to have, a sense of humor, being able to see the situation as just exactly what it is. So just two people that know each other very well, having a conversation, two people that know each other very well, spending time with each other. Yeah. You know, that takes a lot of the pressure and the urgency and the need to be assertive out of the situation straight away.
Yeah. And you talked about the first thing you said was your attitude. And that's what we're talking about in this video is having a calmer, confident, more deliberate way of being. We call it a masculine frame you need to adopt. You can't take a quarter step back if you're insecure. If you're fearful, if you're needy, if you somehow are feeling desperate for attention or touch, doing this, creating attraction, is very, very difficult. We'll talk at the end about how we help guys get to that frame, that calm, deliberate frame. But if you're going to do what we're talking about here, you need to go run a mile or something or do some push-ups, get yourself relaxed. Taking a step back also means creating an atmosphere of curiosity. Don't listen to her in trying to form your response. Listen to understand. There are three words women find very attractive. Tell me more. Tell me more about that. She might be talking about work or somebody who did something stupid. It might sound like whining or complaining, but you don't need to fix it. A quarter step back is not needing to fix it or reply to it. Just say, tell me more. Listening, curiosity is what makes horses and women come into the vacuum. Curiosity is what makes them take a step closer to you. A quarter step back also is laughter. It's lightness. It's humor. Even when something could be perceived as something attacking that you would normally take defensive, laugh at it. Assuming the best intention Like some people are afraid of dogs and horses because they think they're going to bite or kick. But if you assume that your wife is not going to bite or kick, chew your head off, lash out, assume the best. You have that energy of that, assuming the best. That's a quarter step back because you don't have fight on your face. Fight is not on your lips and it's not in your body. You don't look like a fighter. You look more like a lover. You lean back. Do this when she's talking, right? Do this. Say, wow, that's funny. Tell me more about that.
So I remember we talked about part of this, you know, this kind of energy change. We talked about a metronome or a clock. Can you remember how we were talking about that?
Yeah. There's the tick, tick, tick time bomb energy versus the tick tock mountain lion energy. We've talked about mountain lions. If you show up with the time bomb energy, that is tick, 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 the old game time bomb where you wind it up and you pass it around and it gets faster and faster. You don't want to be the one caught holding it. That is an energy a lot of men have in their body. Just as I spoke there, I was speaking really fast. And I amped up the energy on this video. And as I slow down, it's more of the tick-tock of the mountain lion. 50 beats per minute, heart rate, tick-tock. Women feel tick-tick-tick hummingbird energy, and they also feel that tick-tock. So when you're doing this, and you speak slower, and you go, tell me more, you're okay. She's not attacking you. You're not in trouble. A quarter step back is inviting her to take a quarter step forward. Try that.
Fantastic. Okay, that's great. Thanks, Steve. And how can a guy, once he knows this, you know, find a way of being able to implement this in his life?
Yeah, we should put a link on this video for the consultation call page, the application for a call. You and I are doing a lot of consultations lately. Sometimes the guy will just call us. We'll set it up and they'll be good, right? After one call, they'll just say thank you and they're gone, which is fine. It's not a sales call. If you want to know more about finding out how to get into a confident, calm, relaxed, masculine frame so you can do these things more easily, we'd like to talk to you. So let's put the link on here so they can click on it and apply for a call, and we can talk to you guys whenever you're ready.
Okay. If that sounds good to you guys, if you think you could definitely do with more of that calm energy, if you think that that would help with your wife being able to relax more around you, and certainly a more relaxed wife is a more likely to be affectionate or attracted to your wife, then get in touch and take care.
Thanks. See you later.